Hey y'all, this is Lisa Zahia, and welcome to season 3 of Limitless with Lisa Z. I'm super excited to bring you an international group of guests who are amazing, inspiring folks brought to you to hear more about how they became limitless and went after their dreams. We also have a 4-part series with me on becoming limitless, which is how to follow one big dream this year. So super excited about it. Follow along and let us know what you think in the comments. Hey y'all, this is Lisa Zahia live from New York City. I am back and this is episode 1 of season 3 of the podcast with the 2 parts to every week. So every week we have an interview. This week is amazing with an inspiring person who has done something to achieve their dreams. That is to inspire you, to allow for somebody for you to model, to hear what they say and to take on their ideas and possibilities, to see that things are actually possible. And there's people who've done it and they are no different than you. The second part of every week, and this is a 4-part series, is a time with me. And this podcast is about how to achieve your big dream. So I talk to clients and people and folks just like you all the time about how to grow their business. And a lot of what we talk about is like incremental steps. What we're talking about today is like that BFD, the big freaking deal. The thing that if you did it, you would be so happy. And that can be moving. It can be moving to another city. It can be doing a soul journey, just like I did, traveling all over the world. It can be an event you've always wanted to put on. So I'm going to use this time to do one of my first things that I love to do when I help people with big dreams, which is I'm going to declare publicly what my dreams are. So the first thing to do is just declare it and tell someone. So I'm telling you. So I have 2 big dreams for this year. One is to do a tour. It is going to be the Queen Vibes only tour. And I'm going to do a multi-city tour where I am hosting myself and putting on large events to inspire groups of people to move forward, step into their queen, and let go of anything that's been holding them back. So coming soon to a city near you, definitely coming to the Middle East, a retreat in the Caribbean, New York City. What a dream for me to do something in New York City, Baltimore, Miami, and Pittsburgh at least. So I'm just putting that out there. My second big dream is to start a video series traveling around the world, highlighting entrepreneurship called Doing Business In, where we do inspiring stories of entrepreneurs in different countries. So this is step 1, is to say it. And I really encourage people to do a large public declaration because it's holding your feet to the fire, right? For you to be held accountable to actually do the thing. If that doesn't feel safe, tell your coach, tell me if you're in one of my coaching programs, tell your friends, tell your family, but tell someone who will encourage you to put it into the world. When we say something publicly, it becomes real. So I want to talk about 4 steps today to start the process. And then through the next 4 weeks, 3 after this, we'll talk about how to move forward and to make your dream into reality. So step 1 is the vision. Now, I feel like in self-development, we talk about vision a whole lot. What's the vision? Where do you want to go? What do you want it to look like? And a lot of times we put pen to paper and we get real intellectual and we get both practical, what do we want something to look like, and we constrain ourselves. Like, what's it look like within the budget I have now to do this little thing and to put on this event, or maybe I'll go on one trip. But I want you to dream bigger than that. I want you to take 5 minutes. And if you have this dream, like I've had this dream of this podcast for a long time, or video series, and it's always been elusive, but I got really specific about how I'd want it to look. And what we want to do is we want to go to the destination, which is the implementation, the arrival at the trip, for me, the putting on of the event. So we want to go to the destination and we want to describe it in detail. This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwitlisaz.com. Now, here's my call to action for you is, what is it going to look like if you do it in style? Y'all, what is it going to look like if you do it in style? Big, fat, sexy style. Meaning, what does it look like to accomplish this dream at the highest level? And what does it look like to allow yourself to see this as possible? So what I'd like you to do is write it out, then reread it and say, what does it look like if I do this in style? And rewrite the vision and get super, super specific, get super, super detailed, get super, super clear on what you want it to feel like, what you want it to look like, and what will it look like to accomplish it. And then we want to start stepping into creating that reality. So the next thing I'd like you to write down, read that vision and say, who is the person who can do this? Who is the version of me? Who is the Lisa 8.0? Who is the you 2.0 or 3.0 or 17.0 as we walk up the stairs of our own development? Who can create this thing? Imagine you at that event. Who are you? What are you wearing? How are you acting? What are you being? What are you doing? And then, you know, a lot of times we hear this phrase, act as if. But instead of acting as if, we're going to put this persona on. So it's just like a really exciting sweatshirt or silk shirt or whatever would feel good to you. So what does it look like to have that and to like sit in this having already happened? So who is the person who can do this? And then how can I start being them on a day-to-day basis? So what we want to do is take a half an hour to an hour every day, 5 days a week, and put that person on. Perhaps like you put on a pair of earrings or a lipstick or a t-shirt or sit in a specific place where you enter the person who can create the dream. And then you start working on the steps, which is the third step for today, which is, what are two things I can do every time I sit down 5 days a week for a half an hour? If you do this for one half an hour, 5 days a week, for the next 3 or 4 months, this is going to start to happen. And I want you to start doing, what are three things I can do to move this forward? Here's the interesting thing is, we want to go backwards. So if we go to the visualization of the end, then you start to track the step backwards to where you are right now. If we look at a GPS, if I send you my address where I am in New York City right now, the GPS is going to go backwards. It doesn't go from your where you are to the destination. It goes from the destination to where you are, because it's less likely to go out of the way. So you want to go backwards, write out as much as you can, and then start to step forward into it, thinking, what do I need to do this 2 to 3 steps? So those are your first steps for creating your big dream. I want to invite you to email me, send me a message, send me an Instagram message, and declare your big dream to me. I'm here to support you. We're all here to support each other. And I can't wait to see you at my events. That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.